Hello and welcome. This is James Maduke speaking, and you're listening to a multimedia ebook, and perhaps you're even watching a multimedia ebook. Now, what we're doing in this particular ebook, and this is the fifth in a series, and the title was How to Get Consistent Traffic. And I want you to take a look at those words. There's a couple words. We've got, and it's important that we understand them, consistent and traffic. Now, of all of the parts of internet marketing, online selling, I think these are two really, really important words. And why do I say that? Well, I want you to think about it for a minute. Traffic, and the right kind of traffic, is vital to everything that we do online. So we've got to make sure that we have enough of the traffic, and we want to make sure that the traffic we have is the right traffic. And what do I mean by that? Well, it's got to be in our target market. People that are willing to pay for what it is that we have to sell. So it's got to be the right one. The other thing that we want to make sure is that we have it consistent. And that means, excuse me, that we have a steady stream of traffic. So, work this out a little bit. A lot of times what happens is people start off, they have a website, and a lot of times it's flat. They got no traffic, and kind of a little, maybe they get that kind of growth curve happening, if they're really lucky. A lot of times other people will go like this. They'll get going, they have a little bang, spike, and then spike, spike. And what happens is that a lot of this is event-driven. Sometimes this is really called a viral-driven traffic. And which one's better? I don't know. I think all traffic is good as long as it's targeted. But I think what I would want to do and what most businesses would want to do is make sure that they have a system for getting consistent traffic, the right kind of traffic, consistently. So let's make sure we get the board wiped off there. There we go. We want to make sure that we have the right kind of traffic on a consistent basis. There we go. We want to make sure we have the right kind of traffic on a consistent basis that lets us generate and convert into paying customers. So, here's my suggestion. There's been three phases in the internet. The first one, which is what I call the search engine phase. So really search engines and that whole piece about driving traffic to your website through the engines, that was kind of the phase one approach. The second phase is the one that we really start to see how to get consistent traffic, and that's something called an affiliate marketing strategy. And then I think the third phase is what we're going to be calling, and it's kind of a mix between them, but it's an affiliate event strategy. So these are the phases. We've got one, two, and three. And I think the best way to look at this is if you can consider it, there's kind of this is the kind of triangle represents what happens with a search engine. And what happens is that if you have your, consider your website is here. You have to do a whole bunch of things to attract people into that website. And a lot of times you relied on something outside of yourself, which was the search engine. And are you in control of the search engines? No, not at all. You've got no control. Now, there's all sorts of different things that you can do to work on how you present yourself in the search engines. There's things like meta tags and keywords and link popularity, and there's a whole bunch of information about optimizing your website for getting the traffic coming into it from search engines. And I'm not saying that that's bad, I'm just saying that it's not in our control. We can do the best that we can with what we have and hope that people are going to search on it and find our site. But that's kind of the triangle. We've got to, you know, over time, you may be able to build up a big base of traffic. And this is what originally was started when people said, I want to make sure I have a sticky website. And you got into things like usability and navigation and all of the content in that site, because once people found your site through a search engine, it was their hope that you were able to get them to stay or bookmark or repeat visit on that particular website. So that was the first strategy that went on really with search engines. There's still value in it, but I don't focus a lot of time on it. And I'll tell you why. I don't have any control over the search engines other than what I put into my site and submit to the search engines. But what people search on, I can't really control that. The other strategy that's really, really popular right now is the affiliate strategy. And really what that does is think about it. It reverses that triangle. Now there's all sorts of affiliate strategies, but what happens is that, think about it, you have other people's websites, other people's emails going out, and the purpose of their communication is to drive traffic to your site. Now think about what happens. If you have your one site hoping for search engine traffic, or let's say you have 10 affiliates, or 100 affiliates, or 1,000 affiliates, all out sending people to your site. This is the most powerful strategy available right now. And just to give you an example, I've been interviewing a number of people in the last couple of weeks, top internet marketers, to try and find out where people are at with affiliate programs. Now, there's a couple neat things that happen. If you have an affiliate program, how much do you spend on ads? How much advertising do you do? Do you have to be involved in solo ads and joint ventures and all of this stuff? No. What they do is they have two sets of customers. They have the end user customer here, so that's customer number two. Their first customer is the affiliates they have. And by selling to the affiliates, communicating with the affiliates, working with the affiliates send traffic to their websites. The more affiliates that you have, the more traffic that you have. And it's going to be consistent. Because if you have 1,000 people as an affiliate, now give you an, I heard that, I wasn't at the conference, but I heard it was mentioned, for example, that Yannick Silver has 15,000 affiliates. Are they all going to be running his material on the same day? No, everyone runs it on a different day. So do we have a spiky traffic? No, not at all. It's never spiky because someone is running something different on every day. So you get very, very consistent traffic with affiliates. Very consistent. The more affiliates you have, you can have that rocket ship straight line up in terms of traffic and revenues. So you want to be able to do that where you have your affiliate sending people to your site. Now here's the next one and the next step, and we're just going to touch on this. Obviously, I spent a lot of time on this, but I really think the third phase, now I'll give you an example of an affiliate program that may not be the best one. Some of them, there's one out right now that's very, very hyped, and too many people are pushing it right now. So I'm sure there's going to be some pushback on it. But I'm going to suggest that there's another kind of affiliate slash event strategy that is really going to be the next wave of traffic. And some people are starting to do it now, but it's going to get even more impressive shortly. Let's say that's your website at the bottom of this double triangle. If we have affiliates here, now in most cases what happens is that the affiliates are only sending people to your website to sell a particular product. Think about that for a second. An affiliate, they're sending someone to your site so that they can earn money when their customer buys something from your site. What would happen if you had events? Some were free, but some were pay. What would happen to the affiliates? They now have two sources of income. One is the event, the other one is the product. So what you're doing is using the affiliates and adding a flip side to the coin. They're going to be sending traffic to your site to events where you can do things like collect an email address, build up your customer list, and market to them. But you're going to get traffic for the events and your products. You're double ending everything. Now, I guarantee you, if you're going to do this, there's a couple caveats. If you're going to do events, you have to do them consistently. You have to do it consistently. You have to have some of them that generate money for the affiliate. If there's nothing in it for the affiliate, they're not going to send them to the event. So you have to have some events that are free and some are for pay. You're going to have to be able to track this all, and preferably you want to be able to do the events online. Why online? Because the other thing that happens is as soon as you do an event online, you now have a product. So I think this third phase here, this one here, is the one that's really important, and I'm starting to see people who do it with teleseminars. They're selling events, they're selling teleseminars, and then they're using that to sell either other products or services, and they're starting to double end this whole system. And I think this one is really going to take off because it's the trainers, the speakers, the experts that really understand that if you package all of this together, what you're going to get is consistent traffic. Lots of it. And you know what? What kind of traffic is it going to be? Targeted, specific to who? To you. Because they're going to like the way that you present information, they're going to like the way, the story, the message that you have, and you give them a reason to be involved with you online. I hope you enjoyed it. This is some of the strategies that I look at in 52 Secrets My Mom Never Told Me About Internet Marketing. What you can do is take a look at the interface to Real Player, and you'll see that there's a couple places that you can click on the actual interface. So if you want to visit some of my sites, certainly go take a look at them. There's one there for internet marketing. You can do that. Or the home one to the home page and find a little bit more about the programs and the services that I have to help you and your website sell more. This has been James Maduke speaking. Please feel free to pass this ebook around, and I hope you enjoyed it.